So, good afternoon. We'll try to relate halacha to this week's parsha. Interesting source in the parsha, the Tosafot in Megillah and Perek Gimel. In Megillah, Perek Gimel says that if a person is not allowed to get an aliyah to the Torah unless they're called up, a person can't simply walk up to the Torah. It's not proper kavod to the Torah to simply go and say, "I want an aliyah." We find this in many areas in halacha as well, that a person cannot simply take a position of kavod by themselves. We know the Shulchan Aruch famously writes in Simeon and Gimel that the chazan can't simply go up and daven for the amid. You have to be requested, you have to ask to be brought up to daven for the amid for the tzibur, except in a case where the person is paid to be the sheikh tzibur in the shul, then he knows he has permission. In addition, we know the kohanim don't simply begin berachas kohanim, they have to be called to by the sheikh tzibur, by the chazan, in order to allow them to begin to bless the tzibur in order to go up and take that position. So here as well, we see from this Tosefta that even if you're a Talmud Chacham, even if you're an Adam Chash, a very important person, you can't simply go up and take the Aliyah for yourself. That is totally inappropriate, says the Tosefta in Megillah. And this is cited by the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, and it is cited as well by the Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes in Sif Gimel. And the reason, as we said, is because it's improper to take kavod or srara, positions of power or an position of honor for oneself without talking to the tzibur. Now, not everybody had this minhag. The Chida writes in the Tshuvas Chaim Shal and Chelek Gimel that the minhag in Yerushalayim was not the case. In Yerushalayim, the person would simply go and take the position that they wanted. They didn't have to be called over because they didn't want to set a precedent that if I call you up and you don't take it, so maybe you're denying the aliyah. You're not giving proper covers aliyah. And therefore, they had a different situation in Yerushalayim when it came to giving people aliyahs. Now, the Beis Yosef says that the Baal Korei doesn't have to have reshus. If you are the one reading from the Torah, you can simply take the aliyah yourself. You don't have to ask or be given permission by the Gabbai in any form. And this is what he cites in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Rama comes in the Darkei Moshe, and the Rama says that the minhag is that even the Baal Korei, even if you are a Baal Korei superstar, the best laner in the shul, nevertheless, you still must also be given permission. You must be called to the Aliyah by the Gabbai as well. However, says the Rama, the Baal Korei does not need to be called up by name. That doesn't have to be done. We'll get to names in a second. But the Gabbai can simply say, it's all yours. And you don't have to call him up by name. But I think the minhag in pretty much every shul I've ever been in is that the Gabbai does call up the Baal Korei who's getting Aliyah by name. Obviously, the exception would be by the parsha of the Tochacha. There's a minhag over there. If you're going to give the Aliyah to the Baal Korei not to call him up by name, he simply takes it. But that is not our discussion for right now. The Yafel Alev says that the minhag of the Svardim is not like the Shulchan Aruch in this case, that they follow the Rama, that the Baal Korei should be given Rishus beforehand. Comes again the Rama in the Darkei Moshe. And the Darkei Moshe cites the Mordechai, one of the great Ashkenazi Rishonim, in his commentary on Gittin in Os Mem Beis, in Os Taf Beis, who says that there is no Chiyuv to call the Ola by name. We don't find it anywhere in the Gemara, says the Or HaZeruah. Nowhere in Shas, or really in the earliest Rishonim, do we find a source to call up a person by name for the Aliyah. We simply say, hey you, come get Sheni, or come get Revi, whatever it is. We find no real source in Chazal to use a person's name in calling them up, but nevertheless, we find all the way back to the days of the Mordechai, who lived in the days of the latter ages of the Crusades, saying that a minhag developed that it is proper to call up a person by name for an aliyah when reading the Torah. Now, this touches upon an interesting discussion. The Trumas Hadeshen, we're familiar with the writings of the Trumas Hadeshen. We know the Trumas Hadeshen did not have any actual shalos that were asked him. There was no real questions. He wanted to write about something, so he came up with questions that he asked himself and he answered them. So in the Trumas Hadeshen here, in Simen Chaf Aleph, and this is cited here by the Rama as well in Shulchan Aruch, Sheila, Mumar Shodenu Omeid Birusho, Oshinifkar Birusho. You have somebody who is not from anymore, they went off the Derech, they left Yiddishkeit. Ha'eich Karim Livno La'los the Torah. How do you call up the son to the Torah in such a case? And the question he is raising is that it's appropriate to reference the father's name. You say a person's name is, you know, Avram ben Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is now not Shomer Torah Mitzvos anymore, and he's off the Derech. Is it appropriate to give him such a kavod in such a position? So the Trumas Hadeshen says that the minhag is to call up the Ola with his name and the name of his father. Anyway, even if the father is not Shomer Torah Mitzvos anymore. And then he continues that if the father of the Ola is a Mamar, then you should call up the Ola with his name and the name of the paternal grandfather in such a case. If you would have such an issue, you could use the paternal grandfather if you don't want to name the father's actual name, because perhaps he would be embarrassed by such a thing. And he says you should never ever call up the Ola just by his name. There always has to be Ben something. He says, I don't know what you want it to be. We'll discuss that what it is in a second. But it always has to be Ben something. Because if you just call up the Ola by his first name and you don't use the name of somebody else, that's very embarrassing. People are going to wonder, what's the deal with him? What's with his family? Is something off about him? And therefore, you always have to figure out some way to use a name to have Ben somebody else. And the Bir HaGra here notes the importance of Kavod HaBrios, he says. He says, Kavod HaBrios is a din in the Torah. And calling up somebody by the name, things like that, that's a minhag, at best, not even a derabanan. So you have to make sure to not embarrass somebody when calling up the Torah and using a name that would be embarrassing for them as well. And the source that you can use the name of a paternal grandfather, and this is what the Trumas HaZeshen says, is a pasuk in our parsha. Yaakov comes to the town of Padan Aram, where he's supposed to find his future shidduch, and he says, do you know Lavan ben Nachor? But that's not the case. Lavan's father is Besuel. So who's Lavan ben Nachor? That's the grandfather. And he says from here that this is a raya that you can use the grandfather's name, and it's as if you're using the father's name as well. And sometimes a person can be called based on his grandparents. The Bir HaGra says this is based on the principle of B'nei Banim Harei Heim Kebanim Heim, that the grandchildren are like the children of the parent. We see this in other areas of halacha as well. We know there's a mitzvah in addition to the machlokas and the Rishonim, but the Rama cites the halacha in Yeridaya, in the laws of Kibud Av'eim, that there's a mitzvah of Kibud Zakein as well, to honor one's parents, one's grandparents. And the source is the idea of B'nei Banim Harei Kebanim, that the children are like the grandchildren, like the children, therefore they need to give respect as well. There's a fascinating tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He talks about the case where there is, the father is not present, and the grandfather, he's going to be the moel, and he's going to be the sandik, he's going to do the whole thing, he's going to run the whole bris by himself. And the question is, he's not going to be the moel, somebody else is going to be the moel, and they're going to make the bracha of lachniso b'riso shel Avram Avinu. Who should make the bracha? Should the grandfather make the bracha, or should the moel make the bracha? You'll say maybe the moel should make the bracha because the father's not there, so the bracha goes to the moel. Or, says Rabbi Kivager, no, b'nei banim hareim kebanim heim, that the grandson of this person is like their child, and he's also responsible lachniso b'riso shel Avram Avinu, and therefore Rabbi Kivager combines this with a number of other reasons, that the grandfather should make the bracha by the bris of Achniso Berviso Shel Avram Avinu as well. So we see this principle in many different areas. In addition, we have other places in the Torah. We know that Mephibosheth is called Mephibosheth ben Shaul. Mephibosheth, the son of Shaul, is that true? No, who's Mephibosheth's father? Yonasan. Yonasan is the father of Mephibosheth. But nevertheless, the Navi refers to him as the son of Shaul, showing that sometimes the grandchildren can connect to the grandparents also with the name of Ben. Now, the question is, what's the proof here? Are we saying that Lavan should not be using Besuel because Besuel is a Rasha, and therefore we should skip over it? Or is it something else? Now, it's true that Besuel was a Rasha. Nobody is going to debate that. But was Nachor any better? Nachor was Obed Avodah Zarah. He worshipped Avodah. He sold Avodah Zarah. Why was he any better than Besuel? So it's not necessarily the case. We find many of the Rishonim come to defend Nachor. We find that the Kli Yakar says Nachor was Ish Tam V'Yashar. He was a good person. Rabbeinu Bacha also says that Nachor was a good person. Therefore, it's hard to say that the proof of the Trumas HaDeshen is that Besuel was such a bad guy. They skipped over to Nachor because it's unclear how we view Nachor and Besuel. Obviously, Besuel was really bad because he tried to murder Eliezer by swishing the soup around with the poison, as we know from the Medrash. But Nachor might not have been that much better as well. In addition, Yonasan was a tzaddik. So the fact that the Navi refers to him as Mephibosheth ben Shaul, you're going to tell me Yonasan, David's best friend, was a Rasha? It can't be. So it must be, it's seemingly the Raya, the proof of the Trumas HaZeshen is that we see there are instances, regardless of whether the person is a tzaddik or a Rasha, we see there are instances where the name of the grandfather is invoked in the place of the father as well. I saw in the Sefer Meshivas Nefesh, Rav Yochanan ben Aaron Luria, and he asked why Lavan dedicated the Yigar Sahadusa, the famous mound at the end of the Parsha. He says it's dedicated Elokei Avram v'Elokei Nachor, to the god of Nachor. So he says, why didn't he say Elohei Besuel? So he says because Besuel is a Rasha, and therefore he skipped him over, and he wanted to use the name of Nachor instead. And we said, Noagin Likro ben Meshumad Achar Avi Aviv v'Lo Ba'aviv, and therefore we see in a case, he says, in the case where the father converted to Christianity, we will invoke the grandfather's name and not the father's name. Okay. Comes the tshuvas of the Maharam Padua, contemporary of the Rama, and he writes in Simon Pei Zayin that if the father went off the derech after the Ola, the person getting the Aliyah was already older, so then certainly, and the Ola was used to using his father's name, you should continue to use the name and don't switch it up for anything else as well. The Shari Knesset HaGadola says that if the father has gone off the derech, then you shouldn't refer to him as Rebbe or Moreni. You shouldn't give him any titles, but nevertheless, you can still use the father's name in such a case as well, and this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah. So, in these cases, certainly in a generation where we rely on the principle of Tinok Shenishpa, we would probably use the father's name anyway, unless the son is uncomfortable using the father's name. He can rely on using the paternal grandfather's name. Just in the closing few minutes, what if you don't know the name of the father? How do you call up such a child to the Torah in such a case? So here we also have a machlokas. The Darkei Moshe, the Rama writes, that if you don't know who the father is, you can use the name of the maternal grandfather, the mother's father. That's what you should use in such a case. He also suggests if you don't know the name of the father and you don't want to use the name of the maternal grandfather, you can use the name of Avram Avinu. And you can say Yitzhak ben Avram, and that would be sufficient as well, just like a convert to Judaism. Comes the Taz. There in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, no, I don't like that at all. I don't like the idea that you should use the maternal grandfather's name, because what's going to happen in the future if this person needs to write a get? And he says, the name of my name is on the get is Yitzhak ben Yochanan, and Yochanan is not in fact his father, and it's his maternal grandfather. The get could be puzzle, says the Taz. And therefore, you don't want to habituate the person to use the name of the maternal grandfather, because it could turn out, if he needs to write a legal document, the document would be invalid, because that is in fact not his father. This leads to another machlokas. Let's say we do write a get using the name of the maternal grandfather for one of the paternal or the maternal grandfather for the one of the parties, is the get puzzle. So that is in fact a machlokas brought by the Prima Gadim and the Machsis HaShekel, and that's also not so clear. At the end of the day, in these situations, it could be that the best thing to do is to rely on the name of Avram Avinu, but it's not necessarily the case. And I'll bring a couple of areas where this comes up as well. The Sefer Aparkasta Dania, who's one of the Gedolim of Hungary, who survived the Holocaust, has made his way to London. So he writes in Chelek Beis, he has a suffix regarding how do you call a mamzer to the Torah? You're going to, a person, the father, committed a terrible aveira, you're going to call him up to the Torah using that name? So he's unsure, he says. And he says, maybe we don't want to embarrass him. On the other hand, though, there's a famous sheet of the Ma'aril that if somebody is a mamzer, we want to make people to know that what the status of the person is, so they shouldn't get mixed into the rest of the Jewish people. And that is also not so clear. He leaves it as a suffix. Let's say somebody's father is a guy as well. What do you do here? Do you use the maternal grandfather? Do you say Ben Avram Avinu as well? That's also a case where this machlokes would come out. Or the case of an adopted child, they don't know the name of the parent. In these cases as well, by the adopted child, we probably allow to use the adoptive parent as well, but probably a contemporary issue that has come up more and more frequently is the case of a mother who uses IVF, or she's a single mother and wants to have a child by herself, without getting into that whole complicated issue, whether it should or should not be done. But let's say we have the issue of a mother who has a single child and she doesn't know the name of the father. So in that case as well, how would we call the child to the Torah? So it would seem in this case we could rely on the opinion to say the name of the maternal grandfather in such a case. Obviously, the child would have a connection to the maternal grandfather. It would be more meaningful to the child. Or, if need be, you could write in the name of Ben Avram Avinu. Okay, we'll stop here.